keep raising your eyebrows at me. Get up here and introduce a couple of her staff members who want to address our queen for the day.
Ann Gant, Angel Howard, Lindsay Bean, and Tracy Owens. Sam and Brielle, Iliana, Sarah, is she here? Tyra, Buffy, just River Song staff, stand up, please come up to the front. Okay, on the behalf of River Song staff, I'm going to let them give a speech to you, starting with Anne.
Ms. Robin, we just cannot thank you enough for everything you've brought to the staff of River Song, the families of River Song, and my own personal family. You have really been a mentor to us, a mother to me, a grandmother to our children. My husband and I and my family, we thank you. And we will never lose touch, and we will come to Savannah to visit one day and honor you there as well as here. Thank you so much.
Ms. Robin, you have been my personal mentor since I was 13. You've been like a mother to me. You prayed for me when I graduated. You helped me through rough times in my life, and I will forever be grateful for the things you have done for me. In your sermon, you talked about a good Samaritan who led you to Christ, and you were my good Samaritan in my life.
Ms. Robin, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me and my family as well. And I just want you to know how much I love you and appreciate you for everything you've done, and I will miss you.
Ms. Robin, I've only known you for 5 months, and I just want to let you know I'm so grateful for you. I'm appreciative of everything you've done for me. You have made me grow into the most excellent teacher that I am today. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to miss you, and I hope you please come back and visit us. Thank you so much.
Ms. Robin, I'm going to really miss you a lot. Thank you for hiring me in February the 6th of 2019. I thank you for sowing the seed at Riversong, and I will be in touch.
Hi, Ms. Robin. Thank you for being my mom and my mentor. Thank you for being my friend. Oh, I wasn't going to cry. Okay. Okay, thank you for being there for me. I really appreciate everything you've done for me and everything you've given me. I love you.
Hi, Ms. Robin. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to work at River Song, and you will be greatly missed.
Hi, Ms. Robin. Thank you for being a blessing for me and my son. Since I've been working at River Song, you've been through me getting my new place, getting my son in daycare. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for praying for his surgery. It really meant a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Well, since I'm new and I've only known you for a couple months, you've definitely welcomed me and my son. And I thank you and greatly appreciate it.
Well, I said my speech already. But I can... You want to talk?
We've already acknowledged Dana as the new director, but one of the things that we believe in as part of the kingdom of God is the power of impartation, recognition, and acknowledgement. And so Robin agreed some many months ago that when this day came, we would do a particular act of transference of anointing for this position. She's going to come lay hands on Dana and pray over her. So, Dana, if you'd come stand right here, dear. Jay, if you would stand with me behind Dana. My associate, Jay Patterson, Pastor Jay, will be assuming the helm of our Father's house late next year. So our pastoral staff is standing with you as we embrace a step up in the life of a dear woman.
Thank you in the name of Jesus for Dana. Everyone stretch their hands forward. Lord, thank you for Dana. And Father, thank you in her darkest moment when she didn't think that she would make it. You brought her through because you brought her through because you had something else for her to do. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would put a fresh anointing upon Dana's life. I thank you for the call of Riversong and the call to ministry, Lord, to do Riversong. I ask that you would give her compassion, love. I ask that you would let her not see people, but see through people, Lord, to see the inner need and the things that each of the staff members and the people need. Father, let her be the first light that they see and the light at the end of the day, because we are the light of the world, the children that sit on the hill which cannot be hid. Father, in her times when she is alone and she feels, Father, that she can't make it, I pray that there would be a visitation of your Holy Spirit, and from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that she would sense and feel your presence, and God, that everywhere she goes, she would know that you are with her. You're comforting her. You strengthen her. You hold her with the right hand of your righteousness. And Father, we thank you for every staff member at Riversong. We pray, Father, that you would move in them and you would meet them all at their need. And Father, thank you for the times that Dana, Lord, will have plenty. And thank you for the times, Lord, that she will give plenty. Let her not look to each other, Lord, or to the other person to get it back. Let her know, Father, that her blessings come from you. We often give, but Lord, you give back to us. Good measures. Thank you, Lord, for giving her the heart that beats after you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Robin. Tim? Tim is going to give us the administration for the next few minutes.
Okay, we're going to be having the potluck downstairs. And to make this simpler, I'm going to pray the blessing over the food right now.